worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I have no clout, I have no class, I have no dignity.
Kara.
It's usually right around the time of Food Over Fans.
Mickey.
Do they have pizza in Alaska?
And Lazy E.
I got curious eyes.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Well, I guess I could just fart. Kara, you've inspired me. Welcome to A Freak Accident. It's the best podcast in the world to somebody. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Crisco. I'm joined tonight, or today, or this morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening. I'm joined by Lazy E.
I don't even know what to say to that.
He's in a gray daze. That's what it says on his shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
Kara's here too, inspiring me to fart.
And I might just have to fart.
Yeah, that might just have to happen. And Mickey is here as well.
No serious conversations here.
Nope. Wow. Yeah, Mickey wearing a very old hoodie to a very old local band that no longer exists.
Yep.
Has not existed, I don't think, for like 10 years.
At least. It's probably been longer than that.
I really like that hoodie.
It holds up.
It holds up, as does this show. Again, the website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Got another great one lined up today. Plenty of interesting topics of discussion to get to. But I did want to bring up something.
Oh, no.
Because, no, it dawned on me literally this morning. I found out that the Olympics are over.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that they were even still happening, and you know what? I thought it was interesting. I don't think we talked about them once on the show. And I also realized nobody was really talking about them like on social media or anything like that. Now, granted, I fully admit I haven't been on social media that much.
Mm-hmm.
But did you? Was it just me who wasn't aware? Did we even win?
No idea.
You know,
anybody know this?
I don't know if we won, but wait, do you win? Just like,
I mean,
you mean
like,
medals wise?
I mean like America. Did we get like the most medals? Or
I don't think we did, because all I know about the Olympics this year was that it took a long time for us to get our first medal or our first gold medal. Like, we just kept not getting a gold medal. And I also know that the U.S. skating team took the Olympics to court over trying to get their silver medals before they left the country, because there was that issue with that Russian skater that she was doping or something. Did you know about that?
Yes. Only I think I heard about that on a radio show.
And they like let her compete, but then they decided to not count her, what she did to compete. And then that kind of messed up the medals. Oh my God.
What a scandal.
And then I know that Shaun White is done. This was his last one. This was his last hurrah.
Okay.
I know Michael Phelps doesn't look the same in his pictures that he used to look, even though that's the wrong Olympics.
The Winter Olympics.
Yeah, the Winter Olympics.
But I did see that story on social media today, so I figured I'd bring it up.
What, is he fat now?
No, I guess, I don't know. They think he got plastic surgery or something. I don't know why.
What a weird thing to be concerned about.
Oh, he can float better now.
Because he's plastic?
Yeah. Oh, he can't go in the water anymore. He sees pollution.
Maybe this was a roundabout way for him to claim that giant garbage patch that's floating in the Pacific Ocean. That's like his country now.
Maybe.
He's one with the plastic. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a stretch, but it makes sense to me anyway.
But that's my Olympics in a nutshell.
Did it seem like nobody was talking about it, though?
That would involve me paying attention, so stop looking at me.
Lazy E, did it seem like nobody was talking about it that much?
Maybe it's just me, but it seems like the Winter Olympics are like the redheaded stepchild of the Olympics.
Yeah, but it to me, it feels like in years past.
I know what it was. It was too close to the Summer Olympics.
That's true. I don't remember a lot of people talking about that either.
Like back to back.
It was a big news story when Simone Biles said that she couldn't compete because of mental health. But that was, because the summer was last year. The Summer Olympics were, and the Winter Olympics were then this year. So now we actually have a 2-year break until the next one.
You know what also, too? It was the first time, I believe, it was in the same month that the Super Bowl happened with the Olympics.
Yep, it was. You're right.
So the Super Bowl, it's America. Come on, that's more important.
Yeah, we don't care about none of this.
Has the word super in the title.
Although, the skiing that they do where they carry a gun on their back and then they go to like a firing range and they have to shoot targets and then they strap the gun back on their back and they keep skiing. It's crazy. Yep. I don't even know who in their right mind would make a sport out of that combination of things, but...
Who did that first, I wonder? Like, cool. What were they doing?
Yeah, and then, think about that. Somebody did that first. Somebody else saw it and was like, you know what? That's an Olympic sport. Yeah.
I can do that better than you.
Yeah. And now there's entire legions of people who do this thing.
Oh, and now
to the point where there's an Olympic team for many countries that do it.
They should take it to the extreme and do jumps and shoot while they're flipping. And try to hit a target.
So now you're incorporating gymnastics with it as well. I'm kind of there for it. I like it.
We would be talking about it.
Yeah.
Because people would die.
That's true.
And then there's like curling, which is like that's it's shuffleboard.
That's the thing.
How is that a Olympic sport?
Do you see the people that do it
too? That's what I'm saying. You don't need
they're not athletic.
That's what I mean.
No, but people are starting to like curling and they're making a big deal about it because they're, you know, they're trying really hard to be like that obscure person, but in the background they're like being the mainstream by liking it because everyone's trying to like it.
It's the Tiger King of Olympic sports.
Yeah,
it really
is.
There's that one guy who made it viral who looks like he belonged on the cast of Tiger King.
Ooh, there was a Jamaican bobsled team.
This year?
Yeah, they were called Cool Running. They weren't called Cool Runnings, but that remember that movie?
Yeah.
This was the first time there was an actual Jamaican bobsled team in like a long time, they said.
Hey, people, you know you can't believe Jamaica's we got a bobsled team.
Yep, this year.
Amazing. How did they do? I don't know.
I didn't watch the Olympics.
did they crash and then carry their toboggan across the finish line like they did in the movie?
Probably.
And did John Candy coach them?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, he coached them.
They used necromantic magic to bring him back to life just so he could coach the team.
Why just the neck?
Oh, jeez.
It's a good question. I mean, you got to give him that. It's funny to me. Yeah, curling is weird because anybody can do it. You can do it. You don't even need to be sober to do it. You barely need to stand. You just slide the thing across the ice. That's hard.
I don't know.
It's an interesting dichotomy, right? Because you've got like people who are in absolute peak physical condition in the Olympic Village, and then you have the curling team.
They're probably in a separate like group.
Which, like, you've heard the stories about in the Olympic Village, right? Like, they're just all having sex with each other. Like, it's crazy.
That was, like, forbidden this year. They also had a thing with...
COVID, yeah.
COVID with the bars or something.
I did also see something that, like, they were literally feeding them styrofoam containers filled with horrible food.
Yeah.
The athletes were Instagramming pictures of it. They're like, yeah, we've had this same thing for 5 straight days, and it was like one piece of gross-looking wet chicken.
Was it Fire Festival?
It looked like, yeah, it was basically like the Fire Festival of the Olympics. Ridiculous. But there was like that was like going on, and then I'm trying to picture myself now. Like, yeah, imagine though, like, was because COVID they couldn't, you know,
And they slept on cardboard. Wait, they couldn't what?
They couldn't bang each other. I'm glad that tickled her so much.
Yeah,
but you got to figure like that's what's normally happening. Can you imagine one of the curlers like tangoing with one of the peak physically conditioned people in the world?
That would be amazing.
They would break them in half. They would just turn them to dust.
Just wait till after their event, and then
they do cake stands.
They come out to do. What do you call curling? They come out to curl, I guess. They're like hobbling. Their spine is all out of whack. They're like, oh, well, we know what they were doing.
But they're limber because when they do that shuffle, they get down really low.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't do that.
I could just lay on my side and somebody else can just push me and I'll just slide the boulder then. It's easy. Very easy.
It'll be like doing the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody hold your feet, you push.
Yeah, but it was just, it's weird to me that we didn't talk about it. I didn't see anybody else talking about it. Nobody seemed to care. And today, somebody mentioned the Olympic Games having ended like a week ago or something. And I'm like, how?
Sunday.
What? When did, whatever.
Yeah.
I saw the closing ceremonies and I went, oh, the Olympics were on?
Time is nothing. Time doesn't matter. It means nothing to me anymore. I just exist in a vapor. I can neither see nor hear. I am neither coming nor going.
Hmm. Oh, Kara.
What? I said, hmm.
Like, I said that word. I said bang before that triggered
her. No, I was reacting to, hmm. Like, you are philosophical.
Okay.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's
like your farts.
Like my farts. Yeah. They're philosophical.
I'm really glad that this show is rubbing off on her in the best ways. On the show today, we've got to talk about the Russia-Ukraine situation, only because it's like everybody's talking. It's like the biggest thing in the news now.
Yeah, it's not like the Olympics.
It's not like the Olympics. That was nothing. Nobody cared about that. Right. Everybody's talking about this, though. We got 10 of the strangest laws in the U.S., there are a lot of those. There's like, I'll save that for that segment. Yeah. But we've got a little game. We haven't done this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we did it, it was who said it, right? It was Kanye West or Trump, incidentally, which you could not tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But this time it's Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare.
It might be difficult.
I'm wondering how challenging this is going to be, but we'll find out. And what are the worst things to do on a first date? We will give those to you so that you know to do them.
Fart?
I bet you that's on the list.
That might be one of the best things to do on a first date. It's a way to break the ice and the wind all at the same time.
And cut the cheese.
All that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
He found it!
It's the USSR theme. It's called Stalin Drip.
I like that it's drip.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So a little pretext. I messaged Lazy E earlier today. I texted him. I said, "Hey, I added something last minute to the show prep because the Russia segment wasn't in there." This is glorious, by the way. And I said, "Just use the Russian national anthem for the intro music." I said, "Or if you can find a trap remix."
I said,
"That'd be even funnier." He did. I knew it had to exist.
The Stalin Drip.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
When I saw the name, I died.
Russia is such a weird place. They love techno music. I'm like, there has to be a remix of the national anthem using garbage trap music.
Oh my God.
We hit the end of it too.
Just in my veins.
Wow.
Just fantastic.
It was worth it.
So, have you guys, well, Mickey excluded because we already know that answer. Have you guys been keeping track at all about what's going on over in Russia?
I did see that it was one of their ministers, the minister of foreign whatever over in the Ukraine.
Sounds official.
And he goes, "Shut up." And he said, "Minor threats are still threats." And I was like, "Yeah." Get pissed. Minor threats are still threats. And he's right.
Yeah. I mean, so this all started like a month or two ago, I think. Russia just randomly moved a bunch of tanks up to the Ukrainian border.
Yeah.
And that's normal.
Yeah.
I have one major question. And Mickey, I feel like maybe you'll know the answer because you're a weird encyclopedia sometimes. She's like an encyclopedia with most of the pages ripped out and like some kid took it and scribbled in it with crayon. But every once in a while you get to one of those passages where you're like, wow, this is still intact information. Like, how did this get in here? But anyway,
I have the same question. How did that get in there?
Why is Russia so... like, why do they have such a boner for Ukraine?
I have no idea.
They have, like, similar accents?
Because they... well, Ukraine used to be a part of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That I know. But there was that thing a couple of years ago back when... was Obama still president? Like, Russia actually annexed part of Ukraine. Mm. It was, like, the little one peninsula or something like that. I don't know if they ever ended up giving it back or not. Like, I really wasn't paying attention to it, to be honest with you. But it was just, I don't know what. Why are they so obsessed with Ukraine? Why not like Latvia or Estonia or any of the other Baltic states?
Is it a lot of land, maybe?
I don't know. That's where Chernobyl is. Why would you want that land? It's poisoned.
I feel like in movies all the time, they're always like, in Ukraine! Like, they're always saying Ukraine, too. So maybe it's just a thing. Like,
you know,
it goes back
ages. That makes perfect sense why in the real world, because people in movies say Ukraine a lot, that Russia would really, really want it.
Did you notice my Russian accent? BTW?
Perfectly tracks. Yes, your Russian accent is
very
good.
I just thought because it's always, not because it's always in movies, but like maybe the movies are reflecting the fact that they just always were obsessed with them. I don't know.
I've been watching these giant metal birds fly over house every day. They have Russian flag on side. Up to no good.
I'm not going to do it again because now I am questioning my Russian
now
accent.
Now you've been put to shame. Ivan has put you to shame.
Jeez.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know why they're so obsessed with Ukraine. It doesn't, like, what do they have? Ukraine doesn't, it's not like a rich, like Mickey's saying, is there a lot of land there? Like, I don't know.
Is it the firstborn of Mother Russia? Because the firstborn is like the favorite?
Maybe. I don't, they didn't invent Ukraine.
I don't know.
It was, but then, so anyway, they moved a bunch of tanks up to the border, and like, Ukraine was like making jokes about it for a while. But now, like, Russia has surrounded Ukraine on like three sides. And so, like,
that's a little worrisome.
Yeah, it looks a little serious, you know. So now the United Nations are involved. The United States is out there, you know. Biden's out there saying, like, you know, don't do it, or we're gonna come get you. And so,
sure we are.
Well, I mean, you know, we're gonna get involved. We have to. It's all. I mean, I don't like it. I don't want it. We shouldn't be getting involved.
But we always do. We defend the lesser country.
Yeah. Well,
not the lesser, but the weaker country. I should say.
Well, it's more so we're always sticking our nose in where it doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I don't. I just. What are you reading?
Why is Russia obsessed with the Ukraine? And there's lots of answers.
Okay.
And apparently it's because...
They're all different, though. So everybody's got their own theory.
No, I think it's because there's no Russian Empire without Ukraine. So it goes back to, like, the history of, it says, the beating heart of the Soviet Union.
Oh.
Then it says their former Soviet republics, so they want them back. And Ukraine is the largest minerals-rich vast land of fertile fields.
There it is. It's land.
And minerals. That's natural resources.
And also that Putin mourns the Soviet Union, and that's why he wants it back.
Well, yeah. Putin is former KGB. Of course he wants to bring back the Soviet Union.
And he's also afraid of Ukrainian democracy. Well, wow, there's so many reasons.
That was what was really funny is the other day he just randomly declared that Ukraine wasn't one nation but was a bunch of different countries. And he said, oh, yeah, this one section, specifically the section that we're surrounding, is independent. So it's like, oh, I'm not sure if you can just say it. Yeah. Like, that would be like me, like, going outside looking at my neighbor's house and being like, hey, listen, I've declared that your front yard is independent. And so I'm going to take it now. Thank you.
I don't know
if you can just make that claim.
Technically, that's kind of how we got everything that we got now.
I'm just going to build a fence through his yard and make my yard bigger. And then when the police show up, I'm just going to say, no, this was independent and it's mine now. I have nothing backing this up. I just said it and declared it to be true. It's like The Secret.
That's what happened when Christopher Columbus sailed to the edge of the earth and fell off and declared everything
was flat.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Story. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's how it went.
I remember my history a little different.
No, that's true.
Yeah, see?
Oh, must have been one of those Mandela effect things, like the Berenstain Bears.
Don't get me started.
You remember that differently. It was Steen. It was Steen my entire life. I don't know when it changed.
No idea.
Mandela was dead and until he wasn't, and then he was just alive again. Mickey was...
Like Avril Lavigne.
Mickey's the only constant. Maybe, you know what? I have a theory.
Here we go again.
Mickey's time travel is what caused the Mandela effect, because when she time traveled, it changed everything. Mm-hmm. So until she came here from the 1400s or wherever it is that she's from... Everything was normal. Now it's not. It's
Maybe
all your
she's
fault.
From the future, actually.
No, we've established she's from the past because that's how she doesn't understand anything that we have technologically.
I think our
or
stuff is
news-wise.
Just so old. She doesn't get it.
Ooh.
Yeah, but look at her though. She is practically a dirt person.
Oh my god.
Woo!
Wow, that took a hard turn.
What? She's like, her and murderer are farming in their backyard. How is that not like Iron Age stuff?
What's wrong with farming? I like
There's
food.
There's nothing wrong with farming. I'm just saying it's weird that you're doing it in the middle of a city. That's all I'm saying.
And not the fertile fields of the Ukraine.
That's right. And you should move out there, and then you can stand alone against Putin and Russia.
Murderer would love that.
They would turn around so fast. Putin would be like, okay, Mickey's here. Nope. Bye.
What? They've got a unicorn? Not messing with them. No way. No way am I going near that place.
That's Kim Jong-un's land. There's unicorns.
Man, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's just so weird that like they're so obsessed with that place. Like, Russia's a big place. You're telling me there's no... Well, Russia's very cold and most of it's permafrost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tundra.
But I would think Ukraine is fairly similar.
It's also cold and miserable there, too. Yeah, that's most of Eastern Europe, to be honest with you. It's cold and dark and miserable. Those are my people.
So it's Pennsylvania in winter.
Right, yeah. Why do you think my family, my ancestors, immigrated here? Because it reminded them of home.
Mm-hmm.
Just as cold and bleak and miserable as Eastern Europe and the Baltics.
So nice.
Yeah. Cheerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come visit Pennsylvania. Yeah.
The Florida of the North.
Yes. We just wrote the new ad campaign for the Tourism Bureau.
Yeah.
Hey, they finally opened that train station downtown. It's the new tourism place.
You see that? Did see that.
They actually did something with it. It still looks like, you know, war-torn Middle East around it. Like, all the buildings are smashed open and the parking lot's still a wreck, but you can go into that building and learn about Luzerne County. How exciting.
A.K.A. Ukraine.
Yeah, right, exactly. Up next, 10 of the strangest laws in the U.S. Some of these are really, really weird.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Cops was filmed before a live studio audience. I don't know.
That's not what they say,
that
right?
That isn't true at all. Like,
well, they were live in front of an audience.
For some reason, like now I'm picturing like as the cop car is going down the road, there's like a stadium seating yeah. truck that's like driving behind him, and the studio audience is sitting in the back just laughing.
Oh my gosh.
Laugh tracks? Oh my god. All right, so... The people at Zippia have compiled this list. Some of the strangest laws in America. There are some weird ones, man. And that's why, like, you know, you ever wonder if there are too many laws? There probably are.
Yeah, there are.
This is indicative of that. So we'll start at 10, work our way down to 1. I don't know if this is in any particular order, if they decided number 1 was the most weird, but that's how we're going to do it. So number 10 is, it is illegal to run out of gas in Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh,
I've drove through there a lot.
So have I.
Now, why do you think that would be a law?
Maybe because
is that near Cleveland? I feel like maybe the Marauders, you know, come out of Cleveland looking to pick off people who run out of gas. And the police are just tired of cleaning up the bloodstains off the highway. So they're like, you know what? We're just going to make it illegal to run out of gas. That'll stop it from happening.
Yeah. Huh. Stop stupidity.
Oh, yeah, totally. That always works.
Well, I mean...
I'm trying to think. Does that area even have gas? Maybe that's what it is. They don't have any gas stations that are, like, nearby. So it makes it...
Yeah, but how would... My thing is always with laws like this... How does making it illegal stop it from happening?
Oh, it doesn't.
Right.
But they get some money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not a felony, but you could get a misdemeanor ticket for running out of gas.
Hmm.
Because that's something that I intend to do every time I jump in the car. Am I going to run out of gas today? Going to make sure it happens.
I push the limits.
Yeah.
You're like George from Seinfeld.
I've definitely been that person who's like... thrown it in neutral, going downhill to try and conserve every last drop that you can because you're just trying to coast to the next gas station.
No.
If it's too cold
definitely
or it's
not.
Raining, I'm not getting out of the car to put gas in. I don't care how much I need it.
Yeah, the times when you should have it when it's cold,
yeah.
You know.
I have to say, that is one thing that disappoints me about Pennsylvania is there are no service stations.
Yeah, I know.
Like full service, you mean? There are some.
Where?
There's one in Plains, right next to Philly Subs. There's one down here on Union Street. The Sunoco is service. And I know there are some others.
They're in like some weird spots then, because I never see them.
Yeah, the one, there used to be one at the top of Blackman Street near Interstate 81. There was a full service station there.
Nope, not anymore.
It was a Gulf back, or a Texaco back in the day.
So sorry, we're not in your level where we can't pump our own gas. Yeah.
It's just nice when it's raining or snowing.
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
Kara's not
that.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I will pay the extra $5 to tip said person.
Nah. I'll suffer.
I'll just run out of gas and then get cited for a misdemeanor.
I'm with you, man. It reminds you to be humble.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Remind yourself of stuff. You already get your hair cut. Somebody's actually.
What?
they're fixing your mane, and you're just sitting there as they cut your hair, like, do this, do that.
Yeah.
I can pump my own gas.
Number 9, it is illegal to throw a ball at someone's head in New York for a laugh, specifically. So you could do it with malicious intent, apparently, but you can't do it for a laugh.
No snowballs.
That's just a bad joke.
Originally, the law was put into place to prevent carnival workers from being harassed.
Oh, yeah, like when you throw them at the pins and everything like that?
Now, wait a minute. It says specifically throw a ball. So, like, you could chuck a bowling pin at them, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato.
For a laugh. That's okay.
A shoe.
Oh, the law does also mention that it is illegal to throw knives at people. I mean, that's good to know.
I mean, right. At least they thought that one through.
So wait a minute. Is the implication then that it is perfectly legal to throw knives at people elsewhere?
Mm. I don't know if it has to be really...
Technically, officer, there's no law that says I can't hurl a throwing dagger at someone.
That's like when people say, I didn't know who that food in the refrigerator belonged to. Well, you knew it didn't belong to you, so that should be good enough.
Yeah, possession is 9/10 of the law, though. I just declared that food independent and took it. There's no law against shurikens. I don't know why you're complaining that this throwing star is in this guy's eye. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. Number 8, illegal to fall asleep while lying down in a cheese factory in South Dakota.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that is.
How often was that happening?
If they needed to make a law against it.
That's about one guy.
Yeah.
One guy is the reason that law exists.
And someone got mad at him and said, you know what? Forget it. But you're never doing this again. Yeah.
Think about this. What happened when he did that? That was so catastrophic that they're like, this can never happen again. We have to enact a law immediately.
I don't know.
Yeah. You cannot fall asleep while lying down in a cheese factory. The origin of this law has been lost per this article.
Obviously.
I don't.
Because somebody made it up for no reason. They were mad at somebody else and they were like, this is for sure.
And it's going to make it a law. Yeah.
It is so specific about falling asleep while lying down. Mm-hmm. So you can fall asleep while seated, fall asleep like standing and leaning against a wall.
Right.
So you just can't lie
down. Just not laying
down
on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Ooh, can you lay down on a couch?
Does it say how about the floor?
How about on a bed of cheese?
It does, yeah, maybe that. Yeah, so see, that's
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't say on the ground. It says fall asleep while lying down.
Just lying down.
You can't lie down
at all.
Well, you can lie down. You just can't fall asleep.
Right.
But you can fall asleep. It just can't be while lying down.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well. All right. Good.
So just keep that in mind, cheese workers in South Dakota.
I'm wondering about that.
Number 7, it is illegal to scare a pigeon in Massachusetts.
Aw.
What did you do? What did you do when you were
didn't
younger?
Didn't want the pigeon pooping on my car
or anywhere else. What did you do to the poor burb?
Burb?
Yeah.
The burb?
Yeah, the burb.
What just happened there?
Did you break?
It's a nickname for birds.
It is?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Am I the only person who's online here?
You just said you weren't on much.
I've been online enough to know what a burb is.
Nope.
A suburb?
No. Yeah. B-I-R-B.
A blurb?
Or B-O-R-B sometimes. Borb.
No.
No.
It wasn't me.
It was your sister, wasn't it?
Probably.
I always hear terrible stories about that person. People who willfully kill or frighten them can be imprisoned for up to a month.
Good.
Are pigeons like sacred animals to the witch people of Salem?
Not that I know of.
Just picture the pigeons like hanging out and being like, yeah, blah, 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 talking to each other. And someone comes up and scares them. And they go, ah!
Yeah.
And then they call the police.
Yeah, the birds do that. Yeah, they got access.
They take their little pigeon paws and they put them up by their chest. And they go.
Oh, no. We lost the
pigeon paws.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called.
So wait,
wings,
talons.
You can also, though, I take from this again, you can scare the living daylights out of a crow,
mm-hmm. or a seagull.
You can backhand a robin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch the pigeons, though.
They've already been through enough.
Number six, it is illegal to do any fortune telling in Baltimore.
Good.
Those gypsies.
Yeah.
I literally, not to sidetrack, but on the news earlier, somebody said that they were talking about the gypsy moths and how, mm-hmm. like, apparently it's going to be a really bad year for them. And then the news anchor said, we're also finding out that apparently the name used to describe these animals is an ethnic slur. So starting on a specific date, they're going to be called squishy moths now.
Squishy moths?
Squishy moths.
I like the name squishy moths.
Yeah, right?
I'm for it.
It's funny.
It is amusing, right?
Are they squishy?
No, those are those things. Those are the caterpillars.
No, but people squish them.
They're the caterpillars that get all over the place, and they eat all of the foliage.
Oh.
They will literally eat trees dead when they first hatch, and apparently it's going to be a really bad year for them. I don't know why.
Always
There's
is.
Like 10,000 per acre right now out in New Jersey someplace.
Well, they can stay out there.
They're not gonna, though. That's not how that works.
Yeah, no. Burn them.
Just like the murder.
Start wildfires. Get rid of
Burn
them.
All the trees.
What are the things we had last year? Murder pigeons? Murder hawks?
Murder hornets?
Hornets.
Freaking crap are you talking about?
Hornets, that's what it was.
The line of thinking that just came out. You're supposed to have those thoughts in your head first.
Kara is just, like, terrified of all animals.
Yeah,
apparently.
It doesn't matter. Most of them, especially
Murder
if they're small.
Trees.
Okay, so it is illegal to throw stones in the District of Columbia.
Do they all have glass houses?
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah, well, especially where all the politicians live. You got to be careful about, throwing stones from glass houses. Counts for all streets, highways, open spaces, and public areas. Illegal to throw rocks. Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's illegal to have billboards in Hawaii, Alaska, Maine, and Vermont.
Mm.
It's an attempt to preserve, quote-unquote, scenic beauty. That I'm actually okay with.
I'm okay with that, too.
That and billboards always seem like they're going to cause accidents. Because someone's out there going, what does that say?
Either that or they're not paying attention to them at all, in which case you've erected that for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, so you're either causing accidents or pointless.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially the ones with mountains of text on them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those I never get. Like, you get to see it for like 0.2 seconds while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Why would you put that? Like, put your business name and the phone number if you want to get business.
You mean people don't pull over to the side of the highway, get out a notepad, and write down all of that information?
I really hope not.
It's really important to know the location of that jeweler, though, right? I need to know. I can't Google it. That's not a thing. I need to know where it is.
People don't Google things.
Specifically as it relates to other things, like when you say Kingston Corners near Burger King. Like, I need to know where it's at.
Kingston Corners
near
Burger King.
I know, I was
going to
sing it, too.
Number three, it is illegal to let your donkey sleep in a bathtub in Arizona.
Okay.
A lot of people are owners of ass down there in the Southwest.
We were waiting for that.
Don't wash your ass in the Southwest.
That's what Kara took away from this law. Yes. The law was passed apparently due to a random incident in 1924 involving a donkey, a tub, and a flood.
What?
Do they explain?
No, that's
you
all
can't just leave us at that.
That is nasty.
A donkey, a tub, and a flood.
It sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah. I'll come up with it. Yeah, I'll write it.
I bet, guarantee the donkey was sleeping in the tub. Its hair clogged the drain, and the next time somebody tried to take a bath, it just flooded their house and destroyed their neighborhood.
That's reaching.
Maybe. The house got washed off its foundation and rolled down the hill. I don't know. It's illegal to sell, dispose of, give away, or use stink bombs in Alabama. Smells enough down there already.
Except our listeners.
That's right. Those people are that's fresh as roses.
What's the next law?
Number one, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza delivery to someone's house in Louisiana.
You can't be nice in Louisiana?
Apparently not.
That's mm-mm. terrible.
Can't surprise them.
No.
Or anything else that isn't a gift that they're expecting to pay for.
Oh, okay. Like pranking. Mm.
Yeah.
It is considered harassment.
Well, it is.
It is, yeah.
I mean, listen, I would never turn down a pizza, though. If somebody's delivering a pizza, I'm eating it.
But that means you have to pay for it, too.
I might pay for it. It's pizza.
Same. Yeah, like literally, like, I will scratch together whatever money I have on me. Give me that pie.
I might do it, yeah.
I want it. I need it.
We're going to test things, aren't we?
It's good.
I would be like, I ordered
soon
pizza.
Soon to be a law in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Huh. I guess I ordered a pizza.
There's going to be 50 pizzas at our house tomorrow. You have to pay for them all. We'll test this.
That's fine. I'll eat them.
You'll pay for them, too.
I will.
No, you won't.
I won't.
I won't. I will. Call me. I'll come take them.
You caught me.
Crisco always needs pizza. That does it for that list. That's the, yeah. There's. I was gonna mention though. There is actually a Twitter account. I think it's called Law Per Day. Every day, it details a new federal law from somewhere within the law code, and just like the absurd stuff that's out there, like stuff that's illegal, stuff that's referenced to. It's like, what? Why would anybody ever think that they need to make a law for this? And it's like, yeah,
there's reasons.
Well, there are reasons, but again, it's like, does it need to be a law? This country's weird. Mm-hmm. It's really friggin' weird. Yeah. Up next, we got Who Said It? Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare? We'll see how clever we are on A Freak Accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Who said? Who said?
We're going to find out.
Oh my god, it's got a theme song now.
I like it.
I don't think this game...
Oh, it's done.
Thank you, Hannah Montana.
Moving on, I guess. All right.
Oh boy. Okay. So, you guys have to figure out who said it. Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare. And I'm going to read it in a way that maybe you will throw it off a little, but it will still be exactly what's written down. This is off of BuzzFeed.
Well, all right.
Okay. We know.
Scientific.
Scientific. Real.
Are we coming to a consensus?
No.
It's going to one by one ask us?
No, the census was in 2020. It's over. Just like the Olympics.
And it wasn't a con either.
Yeah, I know. Well, it... Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, Politicrisco showing his wings.
His wings. His squishy moth wings.
Squishy moth wings.
The phoenix is coming to rise.
The squish phoenix.
All right.
The fuzz phoenix.
There you
fuzz
go. Phoenix.
So just keep track of your own score because I'm not going to do it.
Are you asking me to do math?
Use your fingers.
No, I can't. All right, fine.
Yeah, there's only 10 of them, so.
That's so many, though.
All right. So the first one. Long were the nights when my days once revolved around you. Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare?
Who's first, me?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. That is so loud.
Getting back together, we.
Oh, stop that. All right.
Look what you've invited into the world.
We started out strong.
All right.
But this could go downhill.
Oh, wait. One.
Oh.
Yes.
Congratulations. One. You were going to tell us some things.
One. I don't like this. All right. Second quote. Cowards die many times before their deaths.
That's William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Yeah, I agree. Oh,
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
I know, but I didn't. I forgot to put one in, so I. They're related in a way.
No, no, they're not.
They're not the same.
I know, because the last time we did it, I forgot to get it as I drove in, so that's all I have. What can I do
Why
for
are you looking at me? I didn't do this.
What can I do for William Shakespeare?
I'm looking at you.
What?
Chocolate butthole.
Okay.
You don't want it crawling into your chocolate butthole.
There you go.
I'm looking at you the same way I look at him when I can't believe something that either you or she does. So, because you're all I have right now.
Oh, your sanity. Sorry.
It's me and you.
No. So, nope, it's not.
So, anyways.
Crows... Or ravens, that has nothing to do with William Shakespeare.
Yep. Yes, he did. He had pets.
He had pets.
It's from Julius Caesar, just so you know.
Wait, what?
The crows.
The quote is from Julius Caesar. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
The quote.
I'm very, very confused.
I'm still blown away that he confused Edgar Allan Poe and William Shakespeare.
Well, I didn't have enough money. I'm Poe. I'll swing it back around.
Yep.
Bring it back.
He will win me back over. I know he will. He always does. But right now, I'm just very disappointed.
All the world's a stage.
William Shakespeare.
Is that it? That's the whole sentence?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's William Shakespeare, too.
It's Shakespeare.
I'll take poop over bugs any day.
Yes, it was.
That's also Shakespeare. Yeah.
That is Shakespeare from As You Like It. The next quote.
Okay.
Weather be the frost or the violence of the dog days. Shakespeare or Swifty.
I'm going to say Shakespeare.
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 No!
Wow.
The funniest thing is it's from Taylor Swift, Evermore.
Oh!
See, there was the connecting to it.
It just takes me right there.
It takes a while sometimes. But
the jokes,
all rivers lead to the ocean. It's just...
My ocean. It's a little farther away. Right. All right. The next quote. My castle crumbled overnight.
Taylor Swift.
Swift.
I want to say Swift, too.
It was trying to be tricky by mentioning a castle. Right. Like, oh, well, of course Shakespeare would talk about castles.
That is from the classic.
The classic.
Call it what you want.
Classic, like Vlasic Pickle.
That's kind of funny. All right. I'll be summer sun for you forever.
Swift.
Shakespeare.
Swift.
We are never, ever, ever
getting back together.
That is from Forever Winter.
Wow.
So inspired.
Nope.
You notice how we're only getting like three or four words out of some of these?
Yeah, it's...
Well, that's the point. If you go too far, you're going to
get...
Did you at least get a sentence?
The vapid lyrics of Taylor Swift become apparent when you pile too many of the words together.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Shakespeare. You screwed up. Anyways. This is the very ecstasy of love.
Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boy. Big old jiggly fatty butt.
Yes, William Shakespeare. Unknown overeater. Known overeater. Anyways, did you guys keep track of your points?
No, I gave up a while ago. I hit like 3 and lost track.
Oh, damn it. All right. Speak low if you speak love.
Shakespeare.
That's Shakespeare. Yeah, I think it is Shakespeare.
I don't know. Yeah, go with Shakespeare,
the
whatever.
Kid. You should know this.
Listen,
it is Shakespeare!
Memorize everything.
Oh, wait, the sound effect.
He's giving up. He's just going to yell it.
I got to stop on Fatty Butt. That was good. It's from Much Ado About Nothing.
Ah.
Sounds like it does sound like a Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds like her career.
I don't know. She makes a lot of money, dude.
Well, yeah.
Doing
but,
nothing.
Yeah.
Well, still makes a lot of money. I'd take it. All right. My crown, my own ambition.
I did the same thing.
My crown, my own ambition, and my queen.
Oh.
Shakespeare.
Mickey with the
I think
definitive.
It's Taylor Swift.
What is it? My crown?
My own ambition. And my queen. You said Swift.
Yeah.
You said Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Both definitively, they said it, too.
It's Swift.
It is Shakespeare.
Oh, my God. I thought the queen was a thing to try to, like, throw me off.
It's about my favorite meat, Hamlet. Kara got that really late. It is.
Because I thought Piglet, and it made me mad at first. Where does Piglet fit into this?
Because ham, and then he said let, and immediately when I heard let, I thought of a piglet, and it made me upset because...
Bologna.
Chops.
Bacon?
I eat all those things. It's just that I thought of a piglet, and it, like a little teacup piglet, a little sad face.
Ooh, veal.
Oh, my God. That's going in a totally different direction.
I know.
And it's cow, too. It's not even the same thing.
Still that's yum. Why.
Well, yeah.
Because they're babies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I like them when I like to eat them when they don't know when they're going to be killed.
He likes to eat them before the concept of death has even entered their infant minds.
That's when they're the juiciest.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to let them fall off the rails here.
Oh, they're laughing at.
Ooh, he's making the sound of my favorite play, Hamlet. All right. One more.
We're not done?
Yeah, there's 10. Can you count?
No, I stopped counting at 1.
Well, then that's your bad. All right. Just twin fire signs, 4 blue eyes.
That's Swift.
Yeah.
That's gotta be Swift. That's
gotta be
that's
her.
That's too stupid to be written by Shakespeare. I knew it!
Mickey didn't even get to guess. Yeah, I gave up.
From State of Grace.
What were you going to say? Well, do you even remember?
No, I don't. I blanked out.
She flushes it out of her brain that fast.
I really did. Yeah.
It's moments.
Oh. Well,
that was fun. Didn't we do emo or...
That's why I have that. Yeah.
That's because he thinks Edgar Allan Poe and Shakespeare are the same thing.
They're all rhyming stuff, whatever.
All rhyming stuff.
Poetry. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what he meant to say. Was
yeah,
poetry.
Rhyming stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I wrote down something that rhymes. I'm a poet.
And you didn't even know it. Oh,
see?
All right. The worst things to do on a first date. Like, listen to a freak accident together.
Yes.
We'll give you the rest of the things to end the show.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect. In the car, I just can't wait to pick you
up on our very first date. That's Sum 41.
No, it's Blink-182.
Oh, I knew it was one of those bands.
you had numbers. You were close.
It was word and numbers. It was
and
one
then
of those.
And there's Kara's dancing.
I was doing finger guns.
Is that
Red Bull has hit.
Yep.
Well, that's not a good time when we're on our last segment. The Red Bull hits.
Yeah, it's supposed to hit at the beginning of the show.
Want to do anything else after this?
We have TikTok.
Are you like inviting us out for drinks?
No, I really. Going on? I was
Lazy
say that,
E is
but...
sober. Okay, so no. First of all,
yeah. Mickey doesn't drink.
Yeah. I'll go though. I'm a drunk.
I mean, so. You could drink. I'm still not drinking.
Oh, so it's only
so
you.
So I would invite you out for yourself to drink, I guess.
You can watch. Yeah. I can really put them away. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, this is from yougov.co.uk.
YouGov girl.
Thank God.
Maybe we just need to stop the Red Bull. So this is for British people are giving us these answers.
Yeah, but which can create an interesting perspective because the United Kingdom is different than America. But
obviously.
Anyway, this was a list of, you know, things that you shouldn't do on the first date to improve your chances, I suppose. The first one is, should you meet the parents on the first date?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Although, on our second or third date, Proofreader met basically my entire family.
By accident?
No. They were having a party, and I was like, let's go.
Oh.
I mean, I wonder, meeting them, like, in passing.
Well, that wasn't in passing.
But I'm saying, like, meeting the parents in passing, maybe on the first date.
Yeah.
I could see that being okay. Not formal. Yeah, not like an extended sit down, get to know you kind of thing. Like, that's way too much freaking pressure.
Yeah.
Meh. Just random people.
You would feed murderer to your mom on your first date.
Oh, absolutely. This is what you have to look forward to.
Yeah, just throw him right into the cauldron and let her add some spices. let's see. This is structured weird. Let's see. The most unacceptable activities on a first date. So here we go. Meeting the other person's family or having them meet your family. Mm-hmm. Taking someone as a plus one to a wedding on the first date.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a weird...
Although Tinder's, I think it's Tinder that's starting that, where you could find wedding dates.
Oh.
Instead of, like, finding partners, you just need a plus one to something.
Okay. So, like, all those movies when they pretend they're together.
Yeah.
For a wedding, because they don't want to be...
Tinder's just kneecapping that as a concept. Yep. Totally.
Yep.
It's ruining it.
I mean, it's a great idea, though.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, as long as you have a way out, because the last thing you want to do is end up in a situation with
a crazy person,
a horrific person. Mm. Yeah. Under the guise of being a plus one to something fun. Okay.
Yeah.
But I would say the wedding, that's too much pressure on a first date.
And it's like meeting your family, because chances are that wedding is going to involve people that are close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there are clearly defined boundaries that I'm only coming with you so you don't feel guilty for going alone. And this is not going to go anywhere beyond this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually trying to start a relationship at a wedding seems like madness to me.
Yeah.
Conducting the entire date over a video call.
I don't know.
It's funny that they said that.
Different now.
Well, it is, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe they're finding out that that's not a good way to start a relationship, because the last 2 years have borne that out, statistically speaking.
But I mean, you're learning about people. That's the point of dating. So I don't see why it would be a big deal to do a video call.
Maybe.
I remember me and Proofreader, we talked for a month on the phone before we met.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Going to the other person's home.
Yeah, you don't want, like, people you don't know knowing where you live yet.
Yeah, you would meet someplace mutual, right?
Yeah.
Having the other...
Meeting at the other place the person's home.
Oh, my God.
Wait, below that, having the other person come to your home?
No, thank you.
This is where we start to get into the territory where it sort of flips over. right? And it, where more, it's more people are finding it acceptable than unacceptable. But doing a physical activity like a gym class or swimming, why would you have somebody go to the gym with you?
Awful.
Yeah, that does seem awful.
That's an awful first day.
Yeah, come watch me lift.
Yeah. Let's get swoles together.
Yeah, that sounds great.
But then there are some physical activities that are fine, like bowling miniature golfing or...
Yeah, but that's not like physically exerting, though. Is it going to a gym? True. That's
I know. I don't even like watching people I don't know at the gym. I think it's, like, weird.
Or is it one of those, like, L.A. gyms where they have the smoothie bar and that's where they're hanging
really
out?
They're not really working out, yeah.
This is leaning a little bit more into acceptable, but going shopping?
I guess, like, if especially if you're meeting online.
Taking grocery shopping.
Yeah. No, but if you're meeting online.
Who in the world needs that much macaroni and cheese?
If you met online, it's a good way to break the ice. Mm-hmm. Just walk around. It's kind of like back in the day, you'd go to the mall.
Yeah, I could see it as not being a terrible thing, really.
It's
to be honest,
definitely not the, not in, like a gym.
Yeah, that is bad.
Going on a double date with another couple. I guess really that really all depends on who the other couple is, right?
But then you're not really learning about the person as much as you should.
Yeah.
I mean, you're learning how they interact with people, which... That also helps.
You could be learning how they respond to insanity, too. Again, depending on the couple that you're with.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think, like, bringing... Especially if you know the couple, it's kind of like, well, I need this other person's approval to date.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Is it acceptable to do the following on the first date? Hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, most people said yes. Hold hands.
Yeah.
Most people said yes. Kissing.
At the end, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most people said yes. You know.
Yeah.
You can end your first date with a good night kiss. Nothing wrong with that. And then, does it swing the opposite direction when you get into these last two.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping in the same bed on the first date.
Probably shouldn't.
Seems risky. And then hanky-panky. Most people are
first
saying
first and last date.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you're only ever having one, I guess.
Yeah.
Interestingly, apparently doing hanky-panky on the first date was much more acceptable for younger Britons than older ones, according to this poll.
I would have thought it would be the other way around. Because I would think the older people would be like, well...
They're not going to admit to what they did when they were younger.
Well, No. What I'm saying is, them doing that now... Because they're like, okay, we want a relationship. I want it now.
Before I die?
Yeah. So let's just fast forward things a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas younger people have more time to wait that stuff out a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like the older generation just doesn't want to admit to it.
No, they definitely don't. But like, if you've ever actually talked to any of them candidly, you know they were just as bad, if not worse, than the way kids behave today.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we had respect for each other. We wore modest clothes.
You wore them for a couple of seconds, and then they were on the floor.
Oh, snap.
That's right. Looking at you, boomers. Anyway.
Okay, boomer.
That's pretty much that article.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most of those were sensible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you probably shouldn't push for those things. Maybe not. You know, Mickey apparently thinks it's not okay to kiss on the first date. When is it okay?
Like the third date.
I was ready for her to say never. I was about this much.
I'm not
like,
that mean.
I don't know.
Never getting back together.
So that does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Who is the lucky person today to do the thing? Ooh. I think it's going to be Lazy E.
Yes, I knew
come
it.
Come on.
This worked.
I want the gray days to take us to the end.
Well, it's going to be gray. And days. Anyways, go to afreakaccident.com. That's the hub for everything that we have. We have a podcast section. You can get every single podcast we've ever done right there. And we also have a connect tab where all our social medias are at. I thought you were going to sneeze, Crisco. That's why I kind of had a...
No, I'm just yawning.
Exciting show, as you can tell.
Put a lot of effort into today. I'm tired.
As I nodded, nearly napping.
Shh. I'm doing things. Connect tab. You can get in touch with us on all our social media pages and even see the TikToks that we do after the show. Why are we laughing?
I'm going to crush my Red Bull can against my forehead.
Why? What? Just go to the shop.
Come on, radio professional.
Go to the shop page. Buy our shirt. Get free stickers. We're going to send some out today. So if you ask for them, you're probably getting them soon. You just leave your physical mailing address. And you can get us sent right to you while Kara smacks a can off her head. Anyways, you can go to any of the podcast places.
She went so redneck so fast.
I know. Watch me smash this can on my face.
Because you guys were tired and I just drank a Red Bull. So I'm like, I'm going to smash it against my forehead. No.
Totally logical. Yeah, I get that trade.
Go to any place you get a podcast, subscribe, and the show gets sent right to you. No work entailed right there. Rate, review us. I lost it now.
Yeah, subscribe to the show wherever you download and listen to podcasts and leave us a good review.
Oh, email us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
Perfect. Did we mention the name of the website?
Yeah, I did.
Right, okay, good. I've been so distracted this entire time. I assume you did a great job.
I don't even know. I would give myself a solid C-.
Next week on the show, man, the whole show is pretty much planned out for us.
I know.
Already. You notice that? We got 10 rock covers that are more famous than the original. I'm actually looking forward to that segment. We've got an interesting story about Tom Holland on the set of the Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
And someone actually went through the trouble of calculating Norm's bar tab from Cheers.
Mm.
So,
okay,
get ready.
The result will make you cry.
Oh.
It's going to make Norm cry, too.
Yeah.
So come back next week for that. And if you're subscribed, you'll automatically get it, whether you like it or not. So... enjoy the veal. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again soon for a Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm hungry for veal. I'm Lizzy.
I'm Hamlet. Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.